John Bourne from Wrexham is a member of a group called the Stuckists. He's with us now. John, good morning.
Good morning.
What or who are the Stuckists, then?
We're a radical art movement, worldwide now, and we're pro-figurative painting and anti-conceptual art.
So, give us an example of the sort of thing that you're in favour of, give us an example of the sort of thing that you're opposed to.
Well, say, early Picasso, we would support that. That's good figurative painting. Whereas Damien Hirst's pickled shark in a tank, we're opposed to.
Is it a stylistic thing, or is it a question of eras that after a certain point in the 20th century you think, oh, hang on a second, we've all lost our way?
It's not so much a stylistic thing, it's a matter of the medium which the artist uses to try and express him or herself. And we believe that painting is the most powerful medium of expression. Whereas finding some ready-made object, even if it was made by God in the case of the shark, and putting it in a gallery isn't a very powerful way of expressing yourself, because you've made little or no contribution to the work of art.
What about things like the past Turner Winner shed, boat shed, the shed that was taken apart, floated down the Rhine as a boat, and then reassembled as a shed again? That doesn't ring much of a bell with you, then?
Well, he's tried a little bit harder, perhaps, than Damien Hirst, because he has interfered with the shed. He's done something to it. He's made a boat and then made it back into a shed again, which seems a bit pointless. but it's still a shed or a boat, and the boat wasn't really created very in great detail by him. As long as it would float, that was the point of the exercise. So it was really just an idea, rather than expressing himself to the full by creating a whole work of art.
Do you think you're swimming against the tide here, John, you and your fellow Stuckists?
Yes, very definitely. And that's why every December we campaign outside Tate Britain against the Turner Prize, because there's no doubt about it that the establishment today is conceptual art, or heavily biased towards it.
Okay, let's bring Tony